Chapter 2, The Great Questions. Where shall I look for myself? When and how shall I find myself? One of the oldest teachings in the world is that the way infers a road or path. In fact, a going somewhere, as for example, a pilgrimage. So countless ones believe that the place to find oneself is at the end of this road, or so-called path of return. Here, at last, they say, one may hope to find himself in the things of the kingdom. Again, there are those who believe the way to be like a ladder reaching from earth to heaven. And so they set out on the long climb from rung to rung. In imagination, they climb and fall time and time again, yet always at the top, high in the distance, they place the goal. The story of the forester may well serve to illustrate the way and is told like this. All his life, this man toiled felling trees. One day, some messengers came to him saying, "You are king, you are not a forester." He only laughed, paying no heed to their story. But they became only more insistent in their endeavor to convince him of his real identity. After a while, the people whom he believed to be his parents told him that the messengers were right, that he was a king. That when he was a baby, he had been taken from his mother, the queen, and left with them. Now then, what was the way for this forester to be king? Did he need to make any kind of journey or overcome any certain obstacles? No, indeed. He needed but to believe and accept that which was actually the truth about himself and act upon it. This story accords with Jesus' teaching, "I am the way, I am the door." Paradoxically, then, the way is not in going somewhere, nor in achieving something, but in discovering one's very existence to be the perfection for which he is seeking. The great question for us all to decide is this: am I believing that intrinsically I am the same life in being as Jesus, or not? If you agree that we all have the same relation to life and being as Jesus had, then you are forced to accept that since he claimed himself to be life and truth, this is exactly what we should be doing also. Listen closely. Yourself is not an acquisition. Anything you do to become what you already are keeps you from experiencing the great answer. Did Jesus locate heaven at the end of a long journey or at the top of some imaginary ladder? He designated it within you. Reader, you will find yourself when you are released from every form of teaching which does not precisely agree with that of the Christ. Right where you are is the place. On the tablet of your heart shall be found the eternal word, "I am the truth."